Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We were out of town, but I drove back around, it started around 4 o'clock, and I drove back home. So I am doing the show from home. And, you know, hopefully none of the neighbors interrupt and everything. But we had to get here early and start our day over here. So we left at 4 o'clock. We were 2 hours away. We drove back and hopefully we can get you some information. Now, you may have heard of Will Smith. Obviously, you've heard of Beyonce and the Snow White person. Her name starts with R, and last time I thought it was Renee or something, but it's not. It's Rachel or something like that. So all of these people, and especially Rachel, she, you know, the way that they pronounce her name, she is kind of going to a spot there with regards to the fact of Snow White not doing as well as expected, which is fine. You know, people sometimes do well and sometimes they don't. But when they sabotage it themselves, which is what they say she did in a few of her statements, she is supposed to have gone against the basic formula or theme of Snow White. And then having gone against it, the movie itself, for me, I felt it colorful and I could enjoy parts of it. But a lot of people objected, and there were many groups that went against the movie. And so it's supposed to have not done as well as it could have. And that's an understatement. Well, the actress herself, she tried to use her self-empowerment. She tried to be empowered, and she tried to use that to explain away everything that happened with Snow White. And then you think of Will Smith. He's trying to make a comeback, and he's using self-empowerment there. In fact, I think he came up with a song where he literally says that he's back, and, you know, a few growls and grunts, and using self-empowerment over there. But the question is, how far does self-empowerment in such a manner, how far does it really help? And with the Snow White actress, it's not helped as much as it could have if she had gone about it the right way. And people are basically saying, well, with Will Smith, it's anybody's guess. But he, for sure, is relying on self-empowerment to stage a comeback. He had issues with his marriage and his career. Well, he wants to make a comeback. And then you have Beyonce, whose husband, Jay-Z, is supposed to be in some kind of legal trouble. We'll see how that goes. But she's holding up, I suppose, in her career so far. But she herself, and I've watched a few of her performances online, and I actually watched her movie, the one that came out with her Renaissance tour. Well, the movie was okay. I'm not saying anything against it. But some of her music videos, or when she performs on stage, especially when she performs on stage, there is something, maybe I would call it, where she brings in a very huge amount of self-empowerment. It's a lot of energy that she brings in, and it's almost like a few people actually mentioned that she's possessed. So there's a lot of head flinging, hair flinging, body flinging, and a lot of movements which are very, very empowered. And it could be a combination of dance and jerkiness, and a lot of energy put into it. She does it well. She does it really well, of course. Can't deny that. She does perform really, really well. But it's a kind of performance where maybe other people may not choose to exactly do that. They're more into proper dancing. Whereas Beyoncé is doing some kind of a robotic, sometimes jerky, highly empowered moves there. So the question goes, and she herself has spoken about it, that she has this alter ego, or this other personality, and people, I think she herself has mentioned it, if I'm not mistaken, that something enters her when she's performing. Something enters her, and I think she calls her Sasha. So either it's her alter ego, her dual personality, the other side of her, because Beyoncé is sometimes supposed to be shy or sensitive natured, but then this other side takes over. And so it's anybody's guess, but she does go into a very, very rigorous movement. All her moves, suddenly she gets very, almost like she's doing some tribal dance, and that too, a very, very strong, very fast tribal dance. And so it's very odd to watch. And she does it really well. So we're not denying her skill. But the question is, what are these people channeling? What is it that they're channeling when they go all? Some of them make mean comments. Some of them say things which they shouldn't be saying. Some of them, Will Smith came out with his empowerment song. You know, he's back. But when you look at him and he's doing that song, when he's singing that song, he doesn't look really in a good place. He looks like he's kind of, I'm searching for words here, latching onto or grasping a kind of an energy that he feels he needs at this time. And Beyoncé, it's quite open that she is channeling, and they say her name is Sasha, this kind of an energy or spirit. So, is this joyful manifestation, does this fall within the realm of joy? I'm sure they experience pleasure. I'm not saying they don't. But is this joyful manifestation, or are these people channeling something which is not something that we would really want to channel in our everyday life? Quite a few people are doing it. You know, politicians that win and politicians that try to win. Artists, and you can see this trend where they're all channeling something. It's a kind of an energy I'm grasping for words over here. You can see that it's something which I don't connect to, and so these people, so it's hard to grasp that energy because they seem to connect to that. And they're trying to bring in victory again for themselves. They're trying to bring in victory. So some people are aiming for victory. Some, for the first time, some people are aiming for victory again. They're trying to bring back victory. And so, when we're channeling this energy, and when you see Beyoncé dancing, it's wow. Like I said, she does an amazing job doing what she's doing, but is it really dance? Is it, what is it? What is it? There's something about it that is very volatile, or some people would call it possessed and demonic. And wow, it's the feeling of what is it that's being channeled? And what is this empowerment energy that these people are bringing down in order to use for victory? It for sure is not joyful manifestation energy. And it's not light, it's not airy, it's not breezy. It's something which is contrary, it's powerful, it's got impact. It's got something which has this very frenetic feeling. It's an energy that is, even it is a high vibration, don't get me wrong, it's a strong vibration, not a high vibration, it's a strong vibration. Cancel the word high. We're talking in terms of notes. So if we take a piano and then we say, okay, what is a note, where are the notes that would match to the energy that these people are channeling? And I just give you a few examples. There are many more people who channel this energy to win. So what is this energy? On a piano, you would find it way, I think, to the left, right? The lower notes, the lower down notes. And imagine somebody hammering on some very low notes, but in a very strong way, and repeatedly hammering on that. And then you go to the right, I think, and you go to the higher notes, your sweeter, softer melody is what exists over there. And normally music, you can have a combination of all of these things, but when people repeatedly continue to channel energies, and I would even call them some kind of a spirit that enables them to win, that enables them to perform a certain way, but it is something which is not something that somebody would really want to have in their everyday life, but it is used specifically for this kind of a victory. It gives them a lot of strength. It gives them power. It is a power. It is a form of power. It's a very, very strong kind of power that is being brought forward. But is it necessarily angelic? Is it necessarily divine? Is it necessarily that? And when I think of the power that Beyoncé could be using during some of these performances, it is something that the mind can almost, you know, you have to be immersed in that power yourself, the kind of power, the kind of spirit or the kind of energy that she could be using. You have to be somebody who actually uses that in order to even kind of understand it better or to feel it. And she does a very good job with that. It's something that she has spoken about herself, but I didn't even take it seriously until I just watched a series of her performances, and I see these movements which are very strong and tribal in a way, but it's not gentle tribal. I don't know what to call it exactly. It's something that she knows. She knows how to do it. She knows how to channel it. And a few people are coming out with this almost negative channeling. But are they going to have, you know, for Beyoncé, it's worked. I have no idea what's going on in a person's life. Well, I do have some idea, and something that everybody knows. But is this really divine energy? And is this a really good kind of an energy that is being used over here? And for people who want to make a comeback, what is the energy that they're using to make this comeback? And what is the energy that people are trying to use in order to win? And for sure, it is not joyful manifestation energy. So somebody who processes energy would know the kind of feeling that you're supposed to be having. It has to be pleasant, and it has to not be fiery. It has to be sweet. It doesn't mean a person cannot sing strongly while being sweet. It doesn't mean that one cannot perform strongly, you know, with strength while being sweet. It is something that people can access. And, you know, what you need is more of physical power to access the, you know, the lower belly energy or the throat energy or whatever it is to belt out a song. But to actually channel energies that are something that gives, it has its own attraction factor, and people who like that would be attracted to it. But then it's, again, what kind of an audience are you building up? And is this energy, is the world going to support this kind of energy going forward? But a lot of people are receiving backlashes or are getting a backlash, or they're getting pushed back by people who are realizing that, you know, we don't really want to deal with this energy. We want something better. And, you know, I need to get into money manifestation. And we'll kind of tie in all of these things in the next section, money manifestation, work and career. We are taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we are coming back soon. So don't go away. Hold on tight. For the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We were talking about this kind of a low energy vibration that can be a very strong energy vibration that some people are channeling. So some people actually channel it. They bring it into their bodies, and they it allows their body to do things that maybe they couldn't have imagined that they could do before. Maybe they still could, but it allows them some kind of freedom, and it allows them to be outspoken, but in a different way. But you can see when they're talking that this is not them, or this is not normal energy, normal joyful manifestation energy. This is something else that they're bringing in, and maybe their failure or their lack of success or their own intrinsic abilities, their own personality would not have allowed them to win or continue to win. But then they feel that, okay, you know, if I bring this particular energy in, and some of them do it knowingly, some of them do it unknowingly, and they feel that if they bring this particular energy, they have a shot at victory, either for the first time or if it's for a comeback. But when people use this kind of energy, there is a cost. There is a price. And it can affect them in their personal life. It can affect them in love. It can affect them in marriage, right? / love, family, or other situations. It can even experience a pushback, as some people are experiencing, from people who are more evolved. And people who are more evolved and have access to higher vibration energies are able to see that there's something off here. This person is not channeling or is not being normal. And when we say normal, we're not saying average in a demeaning manner, but we're saying it in a very appreciative way. You know, it's okay to be normal. It's okay to be an average person. It is okay. It's fine. I mean, it doesn't mean somebody has to latch on to some kind of an entity. Yeah, let's call it entity. I think that's the right word, wouldn't you say? Some kind of entities that enable people, humans, to, and I'm not going into the rest of the animal kingdom, of course, you know, but who enable people to succeed or to try for success by feeding them this false sense of empowerment. It's not real empowerment. It's not coming from the place of, wow, I am appreciative, I'm grateful, I'm happy, I am thankful to the universe, to God, to whatever it is that we believe in. I am so happy. I have been blessed. There is grace flowing every day in whatever I do. That's another space from which a person can certainly try for victory. It's a space of grace and thankfulness, appreciation, joy in a good way, gratitude, wonder, happiness, miracle feelings. It's as if we just saw a unicorn and we were blessed by that. And so when we come from that state and we're seeking victory, and it's fine, you know, to seek victory, or, you know, we already feel victorious with whatever it is that we have, we're just going for the stars now. We're going for the moon. We're going for the stars. We're going for it all. And it's absolutely fine to be really ambitious and have all the desires in the world. Of course, you know, we need to manage them. But it's fine. But it has to come from that place of gratitude and wonder with all the blessings, you know, gratitude and thankfulness and appreciation for all the good things and all the blessings every day. And then, wow, we can get our ambition gloves on and go for it. But when you see some people who are using some other kind of a power, which I could call it dark. Yes, I think I can use the word dark here. it's a kind of a dark power where they're trying to or have successfully channeled something. That is not something that we really would like to have in our normal day-to-day life. You know, when we're enjoying a cup of coffee or tea, we really don't want all of this energy flowing through. And, you know, just imagine somebody's in Starbucks and enjoying a latte and, whoa, by the way, I have lattes with double shots in it. I just love it. But, you know, enjoying a latte and suddenly whole of Starbucks is filled with this really throbbing, out of the world entity energy. Wow. I mean, do we really want that when we are just going out for a simple dinner, maybe a luxury dinner, but it's still a simple one with our family? And all we want is some good food and company, right? So when people channel these energies, they need to be careful because, you know, as they say, how do you know who you're selling your soul to? There is this saying, right? I mean, he sold his soul or something like that. So people who want victory and who want to manifest money, who want to make a comeback and who want to be victorious, who want to do great things and absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to make a comeback, wanting to be the best ever, wanting to be victorious, making all the money in the world. But it has to come from this place where you're not channeling lower energies. That is certainly going to ask for whatever price that it wants. Is that a right sentence? I don't know. I just said the words. Well, that wants to want something in return. I mean, it's not going to do anything for free. It's going to take something. It could be our inner happiness or joy or whatever. Well, Snow White's that stepmother, right? The queen mother, the queen. What did she want? She wanted power. She wanted to be the most beautiful woman in the world. What did she do? She basically sold her soul. And so it's a way of saying that using, yes, I think she used some really bad energy there. Snow White, the queen. Yes. That is an example, I can say, of this kind of a power in people who feel like they're failing. You know, you have to get this feeling of, oh, I'm failing out of the system, but definitely not resort. It's okay to be normal. It's okay to be average. It's way better than using some of these energies to win. Because right now, there are many people in the world who are seeing differences, who can see the difference between a higher energy and a lower energy, and they're pushing back. There are people who want to evolve. There are people who are already evolved. And I'm sure some of you are already listening here, really evolved people, you know, who prefer a higher vibration, and they don't want to go down in vibrations and become the fan slash follower of somebody who herself or himself is chanting some of the most powerful, yet I would call them not so healthy energies to win. So joyful manifestation is an energy that does not need anything from anybody. It just wants to provide joy. And joyful manifestation includes seeking the best ways to win. Seeking the best ways to win so that any path that is going to lead to victory does not have a negative price to pay. It doesn't need a negative price. I'm not talking of people, you know, who are coaching or, you know, oh, you know, we get paid or for our effort. I'm not talking of that. We're not talking of money as such, but we're talking of some other negative price where people have to trade something else. They have to trade a piece of themselves. They have to give up a part of themselves. Maybe, you know, Beyonce herself, she has experienced a lot of victory. Good luck to her, of course. But when you watch her performances, there is a group of people who love it. They just enjoy that. But then there is another group of people who can see right through it. And it's like, oh my God, what is this? What just happened? So there is a price to pay. And that price is one of the price, one kind or type of price or cost is where people start to wonder if this is even normal. Oh, is he being normal? Is she being normal? The actress for Snow White, people are actually questioning when she talks like this. Is this even normal? Is what she is doing normal? And so something that may have won her a victory earlier, maybe, where she could have been empowered and said, you know, Snow White needs to be empowered, blah, blah, blah. And we don't want her being all sappy. What is the word? Uber feminine, uber feminine, and depending on Prince for winning or for being rescued. And so she tried to sell the story to people, and people were like, no, we don't even want to hear about this. So when people are using energies that are pretty low in vibration and they're trying to win using that, while there could be a group that appreciates that and maybe believes in it, there's going to be a lot of people who are breaking free all these negative vibrations, and they just don't want to hear about this, and they don't want to witness this. And so when we win, we need to win in a way where we use the best, where we use the best energies to win, where there is no such heavy price that we have to pay. And even if it is just people doubting, you know, sanity of this person A and this person B and this person C, and wow, where are they even coming from? Where, what is the source of their energy? Where are they getting this from? So people start to question whether it's a dark energy. And yes, there are more people aware in this world who are openly discussing energy vibrations. And so when you're in money manifestation, the takeaway I would say is that for the people who are starting and for the people who have already gone down the path, ensure that nothing is going to result in some kind of a negative price that one has to pay, that fictitious Jane has to pay. It might be victorious. There can be winning. There can be money rewards, etc., etc. But at what cost? But if we use joyful manifestation to win, we're using the best energies and the good fortune energy, joyful manifestation energy. We're using the best energy. And yes, you know, I guide people. I show them the best way to win, where they don't have a backlash, where there is nothing negative coming at them. So yes, the actress for Snow White and Will Smith and all of these people, it is better to basically be shown the right way to win, something that has a lasting effect. And money is certainly attached to this, because Goddess of Abundance, her money is completely free of negativity. It is a blessing that she gives people the ability to gather vast amounts of money and to continuously enjoy it, enjoy this money without anything negative that is going to be attached to somebody. So for everybody who's listening, when you're watching all of this and you're seeing people coming from a very empowered state, but it's from, whoa, look at me, I'm so, you know, I am powerful, I'm coming back, it's a comeback. But it is a kind of an empowerment that is not even true. It comes from some kind of an energy that they're channeling. And maybe their original personality is even not like that. Maybe they're really sweet. Maybe they're really nice and kind and amazing. But then for this victory, they start to grasp at energies that seem to want to support them and to help them. And yes, you know, a lot of people do make money out of it, but what is the backlash? What are the repercussions? What are the consequences of all of this victory? But when we're using joyful manifestation energy, every path, every road leads to love. Every path, every road leads to grace, to gratefulness, to appreciation, to happiness, to joy, to light, to golden light, to all of the wondrous rainbows and unicorns. And, you know, we are going to be getting into soulmate manifestation soon, love and sex. And we're going to take a couple of minutes break. I'm hoping that you're going to be there when I come back. We're going to listen to some music. Don't go away. Hold on tight. I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Gentlemen. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We were talking about these lower energies that can be very strong, can be very powerful, but when channeled by somebody to win, whether it's in money, career, or in love, what are the repercussions? What are the consequences? It's as if, well, there's a ray of sunshine and it's light. It's okay, maybe there's a fluffy cloud that is light. A light, fluffy cloud, a ray of sunshine. But what is the difference between that fluffy cloud and that ray of sunshine to blasting heat, inferno? What is the difference between that light, fluffy cloud that's just simply, you know, it's just kind of lying around in the sky, gently drifting as it pleases, and maybe there's an angel sitting on top of that cloud playing a harp? What is the difference between that light, fluffy cloud and a huge gray cloud that is just it's heavy with water and it's completely blasting everything on Earth, torrent of water. What's the difference? One high vibration, what is high vibration? It's light. It's light. The other is heavy, powerful, and forceful. And we all know the difference between a gentle ray of light and something that is blazingly hot and like an inferno that is very, very fiery. We know the difference. And so that is the difference between the kind of energies that people can channel. That is the difference between the kind of energy that people can be in, that they can exist in, that they can have around them. And then what is the effect of these different types of energies? One, you know, when there's a very gentle rain and people feel very nice, they feel very nice. And the other is the opposite. And the same goes with when there's gentle sunshine. You know how nice we feel? And that's when the summer dresses come out, the shorts come out, and people feel good. They just love it. Maybe they elect to spend the day on the beach, but what if it's really fiery? Inferno. There's a city, and it gets really, really hot in summer. Not where I live. I kind of live in very pleasant weather. Everything's gentle. Very pleasant. So this particular city that we visited, there's this apartment, and it's really, really small. And we went to visit, we went to meet somebody, a family that stays there. But the heat in that house was almost as if the sun had stepped into that room and was blazing away right there. It was fire. It wasn't even hot. So the difference, there is a difference. And so when people bring this kind of very strong, powerful energy into love, what is going to happen to people? For some time, it can look like someone's winning. You know, there's a punch to this and a lot of push and pull, tug of war. Maybe some kind of a power move made by the people who are in that relationship or to be relationship or a relationship that is trying to even get off the ground. Power moves being made. Wow. And there could be temporary victory in these power moves. And it could also be that people who have these careers where, you know, we mentioned a few people and people who are channeling some kind of very strong, powerful energy that is not of a high vibration, they could also be engaging in their own love life in these power moves where people are trying to use this method and that method. I'm talking of methods where they are controlling. They're trying to control. They don't have control. Everything's out of the control, but they're trying to control the situation. And using some kind of power moves. And it could be competition, you know, where we say, okay, I'm better than you, you're better. And the other person says, I'm better than you. And all of these things are happening, like you can see in the Bold and Beautiful, right? Power moves being made all around there. And what happens? So the channeling of energy, when people get used to channeling this kind of a low energy vibration, even though strong, even though powerful, even though it can bring victory of a certain type, but it's a kind of an empowerment that ultimately, you know, people have to pay the price for that. They could end up paying the price for that, where they lose something. They lose trust. They lose their own feeling of being worthy, because when somebody has to channel such negative energy, even in their love life, and when they're already using it for their career, for their work, whether to be an artist, whether to be famous as a politician, what is the impact that it has on the love life also? Is that really real love? Is it pure love? Is it light? Is it really romantic? Is there a lot of competition going on? What is the kind of energy that is being used? Is it joyful manifestation? I suppose the question people can ask is this joyful manifestation? Is this really joyful manifestation? What is the power that I'm using? And for politicians, like, am I using war? What am I using? You know, what is the kind of energy that I'm using over here? Am I threatening people? What am I doing? Is this the best way to do this? Is there a better way to do this where there are lesser, at least, you know, much less karmic consequences? What is the energy that I'm channeling in this relationship? Is this the best me that I'm bringing to the table over here? What am I trying to do? Am I trying to win one over this person? Am I trying to win this person in love, or am I trying to win against this person in love? So what happens in soulmate manifestation? A soulmate is a mirror and will show fictitious Jane where she is at any point. And if fictitious Jane doesn't like what she's seeing, she needs to step back. She needs to step back and reevaluate. Evaluate, even if it's for the first time. What is she doing? What are the methods that she's using? Is she basically, you know, bringing all her, what can we call it, fear and her mistrust, her negativity or her unhappiness against this person? What is she bringing? Is she bringing her past situations, her past experiences, and applying it on this person? So fictitious Jane could have had relationships where she's been cheated on, but then she meets this guy, and all he has to do is look at a woman for, you know, like even a little bit. He just has to look at somebody, and she's like, oh, this guy's a cheater, I'm sure about it. So there you go. There you go, suspicion from day one. And this is from past experiences, so it's a new person. Yes, there are patterns. We need to work on them. We can undo this web that has been created of, you know, the knots. We can undo it. We can bring a person to neutral karma and then into positive energy, where we're actually grateful and thankful for this person, because this soulmate, this new soulmate, is going to show us where we are, who we are, how impacted are we by past experiences, how has it jaded, a person becomes jaded, and how is our viewpoint of the world. So there's this woman, and she's a kind of a friend. I know her from a very long time, but we've never been in touch really. So she's a family friend. I met her after donkey's years, many, many years. And, you know, she's always been much older than me, so I've always been the kid where she's concerned. So I haven't really interacted with her on a mature level. And this time, I could basically notice who she is, etc. She's a nice person, don't get me wrong. But she got onto a bus in some foreign land, And she had a seat vacant next to her. And this gentleman, and obviously, you know, he belongs to that country, and he decided he was about to sit there. He saw her and he walked away. He walked away and he took another seat somewhere else with somebody else. And this lady immediately jumped to the conclusion, oh, that's racial discrimination. That's it. That's it. One action by one person, a foreigner, of course, for her, though she was in his land. And she decided that that's racial discrimination going on over there. So everybody has some kind of a perception. And it comes from past. It comes from past experiences, information that we get from other people, things that people read online a lot right now. And so all of these conclusions that people jump to, and there she goes. She's now become a victim of racial discrimination, and it could be something else entirely. Maybe he thought that this person might like her privacy. Maybe she belongs to another culture. I should respect that. You know, maybe she may not want me to sit there. Maybe there was more space available on another place. Maybe, you know, so many maybes, correct? It could be anything. But just judging somebody that, you know, it's new, this person is new, and whether it's a new romantic interest or even a stranger, but to immediately jump to conclusions and label. And then what happens is a person then decides if it's a romantic relationship, oh, this person that I've met, he's probably going to cheat on me. He's a cheater already. I know it. He just glanced. And it could be that the person is glancing at something else. Who knows, correct? Or this person who didn't take the seat next to me, maybe there's another reason why. Or, you know, maybe the angels wanted me to sit alone and they wanted me to enjoy this view and have more space so I can put my pocketbook there, my handbag on this empty seat, you know, until somebody else comes or something. I'm just saying, just an example. And maybe the angels gave him the idea, you know, maybe you should take another seat. Let this person enjoy her view. It could be anything. And so when we bring lower vibrations into our experiences, you know, past lower vibrations, and then we start to evaluate everything that is new by those very same spectacles, glasses that people have put on, which are, well, you know, dusty with and jaded, it can bring about a continuation, actually, it will bring about a continuation of the absolute negative energies that people all around the world are trying to get out of. So think about it. Everybody wants to get out of their negative energy, but they're just not able to get out of it because, well, they just want to keep channeling and continuing to use lower energies to work rather than something is light and beautiful, and that brings 100% results in a very, very nice way. And that is the joyful manifestation energy. You know, I got my signal. I need to be signing off soon. We will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. Until then, I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer, signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.